Glory be to God. The power of praying in tongues. We're on our third message here. Are you all right with that? Praying in tongues? The power of praying. Anyone learning anything? You figuring out that there's power in praying in tongues? That's where the power's at, people. Well, the power's in words. Obviously, God is the Word. He spoke forth the Word. It created the heavens and the earth with what? Words. So the power's in the words. But what are you doing when you're speaking in tongues? You're forming words with your mouth. Are they your words? No, you can't even make up that many words. I've tried. And you can't. You run out of things to make up, don't you? But you speak out of your spirit, you can speak endlessly. Everybody say endlessly. How is that possible? It's because it has nothing to do with you, except your will to form those words that are flowing out of you. Well, this river seems endless. Where's this water keep coming from? You can stand in the river and it just keeps coming, Patrick. Where? Who knows? Well, it has to do with evaporation and precipitation and blah, blah, blah. Well, whatever. Goodness. Go back to your scientific cave already. Hallelujah. You're right. It came from heaven. First of all, it had to rain down, right? And then it formed into a stream. At first, it was a trickle. Flegged in Mabandan. And then another trickle came better. Froske lebe breve. And then another one. And watch out. Glory be to God, right? Yes. But it all came from heaven and it came raining down. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Patrick. That's exactly where we're going. Acts chapter 1. That's a good place to start. You're going to start talking about praying in tongues or speaking in tongues. Well, we're going to go to the book of Acts. This is the third message, like I said. We're going to call this one, From Faith to Faith. From Faith to Faith. Brother, that sounds religious. Well, it won't when I'm done with it. Yeah, watch out. Hallelujah. There's power in speaking in tongues. I guess I should have said it that way. It's power of speaking in tongues. Because you can be speaking in tongues and not necessarily praying. Do you understand that? They didn't say that the Holy Ghost came on them and they prayed in tongues, did it? It said they spoke. So the emphasis was on them speaking something that they didn't know. And yes, you can pray in tongues. I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. You can will to do this. But it's not always just praying. It's saying. You can sing in the Spirit. But it's still speaking. The emphasis is on words coming forth that are supernatural, that are not your own. Well, whose are they then? This is God's Word. Is there any power in God's Word? Yes, absolutely. And there's more power in that, believe me, than just you making something up and speaking it. I believe in putting faith in your words. But there's more faith when His Word comes forth, even if it's in another tongue. You don't need to know what it is. Because all you'll do is hinder it. Let it fly, brother. Hallelujah. Okay, let's get into this right after I pray. Father, in Jesus' name, and you guys pray with me. Let's believe God here. Father, in Jesus' name, we're asking you for revelation tonight. We all want to learn, and we all want to know how to speak your words in faith. We want to know more about the power to pray in the Spirit and to speak forth words that are supernatural. We want to know this ability. We want to know what we've been given. We want to know the promise of the Father. Holy Ghost, we worship you. We desire to know you more, even tonight. And we will release and do whatever you tell us to do anytime. In Jesus' name, you are the honored guest here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever, who is the Holy Ghost, by the way. You ever go to a church where they don't believe that the Holy Ghost does anything anymore? It's usually pretty dry. like, you know, matzo crackers or something. But you go to a church where they believe that the Holy Ghost is alive and well, Julia. He's alive and well. And then it just gets all juicy and good. How is church? Juicy and good. Can you describe church that way? Absolutely. It was so juicy, we were slipping around on the floors. Hallelujah. Like a big, giant grape vat. Remember Lucy? I love Lucy. Stomping around in the grapes. Glory be to God. That's us. And she was having fun. Well, we're having fun. If the Holy Ghost is there, if he's not there, well, it is no fun, and I admit it. Oh, glory be to God. We're getting juiced. You've been dipping in the juice. Hallelujah, the new wine. Glory be to God. Oh, goodness. Where did I say? Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, please. Hallelujah. But you shall receive power. Everybody say power. Power. After. Everybody say after. After. Everybody say the rest of the verse. No. You shall receive power after. Now, he could have said when. He could have said when. He could have said at the moment the Holy Ghost comes on you, you will receive power. He could have said that, Patrick. And he would have said that if that's what he meant. I think he knew what he was talking about. Power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So let me ask you a question. If we're understanding English right, when did you receive power? After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Let me just bring this down to brass tacks. Whatever that means. When you receive the Holy Ghost, do you automatically become Mr. Power Christian? Or do you go through something? You go through something? Jesus received the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist saw the Holy Ghost come on him. And what happened? Well, he went from that moment on and into the villages, and everybody said, look, there's something on him. He went into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and didn't eat anything. Yeah, you better not pray for the Holy Ghost to come on you, unless you want to go through something. But then, after the Holy Ghost, after, everybody say after. After the Holy Ghost came on him, after he returned in the power of the Spirit. Okay? We're like, oh yes, power, brother. We want the power. Well, the Holy Ghost comes on people. And then there was a time when the Bible says that the power of the Lord was present to heal them. But nobody was getting healed. So the power was there, but nobody was getting healed until Jesus said something. So mess with your theology. So when do you receive power? It's after the Holy Ghost came on you. We all here? Okay, go with me to Acts chapter 2. Well, I thought it was you received power when the Holy Ghost came on you. I know you thought that. Well, you thought wrong. And we all understand the Holy Ghost is the power of God. He's the active force of God in the earth. He's the one who does everything. Yes, amen. Are you there? Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Here's the Holy Ghost. He came on them. Patrick, he came on them. End of story. They've got power now. Right? They're the powerful church. Now they change the world. You don't even need the rest of the chapter. He came on them. And, oh, they put an and in there. Look at that. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began. Everybody say, began. That means, obviously, they never spoke again, right? They just said one word, flengo, and then stopped. No, they began to speak. They began to do, they speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is huge, people. They began to speak. He said that they would receive power after the Holy Ghost came. What happened after? You got to answer this question. What happened after the Holy Ghost came on them? They began to speak as he gave them utterance. That's the fulfillment of the power. Where's the power? In speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives you utterance. Oh my goodness. We getting it? Where's the power? Well, the power's in the Holy Ghost when he comes on people. No. It's when you speak as he gives you utterance, that's where the power is at. Why? Because you're speaking his words. And to the degree that you complete what he began, is he not the finisher of our faith? He finishes our what he starts. How's he going to finish if you don't continue with what he began? How? You're not. You're going to fall by the wayside. And nobody likes to be by the wayside. Unless you continue speaking. This is why it said began. Are y'all there? I believe you are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Go with me to Galatians chapter 3. I'm telling you, the reason we're doing this is we're getting more and more faith in the what happens when we speak. Right now, I guarantee you, right now, after hearing that, you've got more faith in when you speak in tongues than you had before you got here. Why? Because that's the Word of God. That is God's Word. Now you know that when you're speaking, that's the power of God. Not when he comes on you and quivers you and you feel good, and we all love that. I'm all into the quivering. But it's the speaking that is where the power's at. And you can see that in Jesus' ministry. You can see it throughout the Word of God. The power is in his speaking his Word. Glory be to God forever. Galatians chapter 3. And you are going to have more faith. I'm confessing this now. You're going to have so much faith in this thing that happens to you when you speak in other tongues that the power level is just going to increase. How does power increase? It increases with faith. There's nothing impossible to you. How could Jesus say that? If you believe from faith to faith. Faith in what? Faith in God's Word. What's happening when you're speaking in tongues? You're speaking his words. And faith comes by hearing. Can you get faith, Lynn, when you hear the words coming out of your mouth? Even if you don't know what you're saying? How could that be? Because your spirit man hears it. Your spirit man knows what's going on. Hallelujah. And you grow in faith. I'm going to take you to some scriptures that say exactly that. So hang on here. Galatians 3 and verse 2. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of what? They received the Spirit by the hearing of faith. That's how you receive. We need to tell people how to receive the Holy Ghost. Well, first, they need to know that they can. He's the promise of the Father. He's given to everyone who believes, you and your children after you. And when they hear that, they go, yeah, okay. Faith comes. They receive the Spirit by the hearing of faith. Verse 3, are you so foolish? Having begun, everybody say begun. In the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh. Having begun. Where did they begin? They began to speak, and now they want to be made perfect by doing works. Where are you going to be made perfect? By continuing to speak. That's where the power's at. So the more you speak, the more these things are developed in you, the more of God's plans and the mysteries that we talked about last week come, and they start to develop, and you go, I never saw it that way before. You start to see yourself being fashioned and created once again, just like God did in the beginning. He fashioned the worlds with His what? His words. The Holy Ghost is still doing the same thing. He's creating new things in you every time you open up your yap and speak His words in faith. It's happening. And everybody around you is in trouble. Holy Ghost trouble. You get that stream going, it is going to run all over them. Hallelujah. Seems like a flood coming out of that house. Hallelujah. Here it is. Jesus is Lord. Are you so foolish? He's calling them foolish. It's foolish. And we have people who put no emphasis on speaking in tongues. And they're being foolish. They began this way. They began on the day of Pentecost to speak in other tongues. And then they stopped, obviously. He said, having begun in the Spirit, are you now depending on the flesh? I have no dependence in the flesh. None. What he's saying here is you should depend on the Spirit. You should depend on your ability to speak forth the words that God gives you to actually do something. That's the best way to pray for people. You will have limited knowledge about somebody's situation. But in the Spirit, you're not limited. Let it break forth. Hallelujah. And believe that the words that you're saying come to pass. That was one of the first messages I ever preached anywhere when I got out of Rhema. That revelation right there. When you're speaking in tongues, you need to believe that the words you are saying come to pass. Mark 11:23-24. For you shall have whatsoever you say. When you lay hands on somebody, speak in tongues over them and believe that everything you said just will come to pass in their life. That's God's perfect will. Hallelujah! I just prayed God's perfect will. Well, what did you say? I don't care. And I don't know. But it's perfect. If I prayed in English, it wouldn't have been perfect. It wouldn't even have been good English, probably. Let alone perfect. Glory be to God forever. By the hearing of faith, having begun in the Spirit. He connects these things so many times. The hearing of faith and speaking in the Spirit. Why? Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let's quickly go over there. Let your eyes fall upon that. Romans 10:17. Yeah, but I read that once before. Well, read it again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When you see these things in your Bible, you know, they start to jump out at you. Romans 10:17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. On the day of Pentecost, they spoke as who gave them utterance? The Holy Ghost gave them utterance. What did they utter? Nothing? They uttered His words. They didn't happen to know it. You know why they didn't know it? And I'll take you there in just a second. It was beyond their understanding. Jesus told them that. Right now you can't handle what I want to tell you. You can't handle it. But when He comes, He will teach you. And we already been through this. How's He going to teach you? Through the same operation, through speaking. He teaches you. He's the teacher. He comforts you. Did you know that? When you're praying in the Spirit, He gives you rest, and He comforts you, and He helps you, and He strengthens you. He advocates for you. He does all of these things. When? When you continue what you began. Hallelujah. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now going to be made perfect? No. In the flesh, you're going to be made perfect and come to full fruition in the Spirit the same way by speaking His words. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Glory be to God forever. Go with me to Isaiah 28. Flevron de Marasqueradius. Sorry, that just came out. Hallelujah. Isaiah 28, verse 11. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he do what to this people? He will speak to this people. With stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people. Where does faith come? Faith comes by hearing and hearing. You don't have to necessarily know what he said. He said that right here. With stammering lips and another tongue, he's going to speak to this people. And look, to whom he said, this is the rest where you may cause the weary to rest. This is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Everyone knows that this is talking about speaking in tongues. The day of Pentecost. He said he's going to speak to them this way. Your spirit, man, this is who God's concerned about. And yes, you know, revelation will dawn upon your mind. The Bible said he's the teacher. And how did he manifest himself? Through speaking in other tongues. Right here it says he's going to speak to this people. What comes when he speaks? Faith comes. What's going to happen to you is as you continue to pray in tongues and speak in tongues, you will go from one level of faith to another level of faith, and you won't know how you got there, but it's because he's been speaking into your spirit supernaturally that makes you understand what you couldn't comprehend before. Jesus said when he comes, I have many things to tell you. But you can't handle it now. But when he comes, he will teach you. He will speak to you. He will cause you to come up to a higher level of faith. We meditate on the word. We meditate. You know, we're speaking it. We're constantly masticating it. That's the word. You're chewing it. But then, do you know what happens to your food after it goes on the inside of you? Do you have to sit there and concentrate? Well, now I gotta excrete my stomach juices now. Hang on, you're interrupting me. I'm excreting my stomach juices. I better sit down, this takes a lot of effort. Do you know what goes on from there? No, you don't. So you meditate on the word. You put the word in and you eat it. That's what we do, right? But we don't know what goes on from there. God designed it that way. And out of our belly, things happen. So down on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost is now taking that nutrients, which you read and you couldn't handle. He already spoke things to you. He already said things. I don't even know what he's talking about here. But the Holy Ghost takes it. And he starts to lift you up to a higher level where you understand it. And then all of a sudden, that's how we get revelation. The more you pray in tongues, the more revelation you will have all the time. And he's just lifting you from faith to faith to faith. That's why people that, you know, don't pray in tongues a lot, their faith is always going to be low. Well, do we want low faith? No, we want really big faith. Hallelujah. Supernaturally developed faith. That's how the Word of God becomes nutrition to you, is by praying in the Spirit. Do your confessions in the morning and read your scriptures and meditate in the word and then pray in tongues. And you start, that word just starts to develop on the inside of you. And how, you don't concentrate. Well, I need some strength into my fingernails and my legs today from that food. It just goes there. You're designed that way. God designed you this way. Glory be to God forever. He will speak. And what happens when God speaks? It says, with the stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak. He who? He, the Holy Ghost, will speak to this people. What happens when God speaks? Causes the rest, but it causes faith to come. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing whatever God says. 1 Corinthians 14:4 says, he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. The word edify means to build up, just like a builder would build up a house. He puts down the foundation, and he puts up some walls, and then he puts up, you know, whatever goes on top of the walls, the next floor, and builds it up. He's building it up from one story to the next story, from one beam to the next beam. In faith, all right? When you speak in other tongues, he that speaks in an unknown tongue, we know we're speaking by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We're building things. We're edifying who?
Ourselves.
Or whom? Ourselves. Building up what? Just so we can be big and tough? I'm telling you, he's building your faith. Percept upon percept. Layer upon layer. Brick upon brick. Who's doing it? You?
No,
he's doing it as you speak. This is what he's saying. He that speaks in an unknown tongue is building up himself. Glory be to God. Shoo. As he speaks, that same faith is being built up. Jude chapter 1, there's only one chapter, verse 20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves. What do we just say? He that speaks in an unknown tongue does what? Edifies or builds up himself. This is the exact same thing. He says, you beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Saying you're building up, you're establishing like an edifice yourself in faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, wait a second. I thought faith came by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. How could praying in the Holy Ghost build me up on my faith like this just says here? Obviously, faith is coming when you're hearing and hearing. Otherwise, these two scriptures don't even go together. But we know they all go together. So when you're praying in tongues, something is happening on the inside of you. You're being built up in faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. And people would say, well, that just means praying under the inspiration in your natural language. No, because we just said that other verse told us that building up is when somebody speaks in an unknown tongue. Right? And it says right here, you beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And what I'm also telling you is that the Spirit of God is speaking the words of God into your spirit and out of your spirit and all around you. You can't help but be built up in faith. I always wondered about that. How's this going to build up my faith when I know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God? Did you ever hear where it says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear? Why couldn't they hear? And why can we hear now so much better? Because we've received the Holy Ghost who wrote the Word, and he's the one who tunes in your hearing. And then all of a sudden you hear the Word like you've never heard it before. And power shows up. All the time when the Holy Ghost matures that on the inside of you, all of a sudden you see a scripture like you've never seen it before. You've really heard it, and now you've got the power. After the Holy Ghost came on you. All right, John 16. Glory be to God forever. John chapter 16, verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you. What did he have?
Many.
He had them. He wasn't wondering about them. He had them. Jesus at that moment had things to say to them, to say to them what would have happened if he said them. They wouldn't have understood it, but faith comes. Now he's telling you when we'll read it in a minute, but when this next thing happens, what's he going to start doing? Saying the things that he was going to say to them, but he couldn't. This is the whole point of the scripture. I have many things to say to you, but... So how's he going to say them to you? When the Holy Ghost comes. Well, what happened when the Holy Ghost came? They began to speak. They began to speak what? The things that they couldn't receive back then. Why couldn't they receive it? Because they weren't born again and they weren't filled with the Holy Ghost and they weren't speaking in other tongues like you are. Every day, for hours. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. They couldn't handle this now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Now, we started this off by showing you that in the book of Acts, he came. On the day of Pentecost, he came. But Jesus said, after he comes, you're going to receive power. They couldn't handle that kind of power. So when they begin to speak in other tongues, he begins to reveal those things to them that they couldn't handle before. How? Through what method? Through what transaction? He said he's going to transmit all the things that Jesus has to you. How is he going to do it? It's going to be through speaking supernatural languages, the words that he says. Glory be to God. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. And like I said last week, it means transmit it unto you. How are these things transmitted? They're transmitted through supernatural words coming out of your mouth, because that's where the power is at. Not you being silent, not latent in the whole. Everybody knows the Holy Ghost by himself, he's all powerful. Nobody's questioning that. But you receiving the power is when you open up your mouth and you speak as he gives you utterance. You're also taught that way. You're also comforted that way. You're also given rest that way. You're healed that way. It all comes through that same door. It's the door of the supernatural. Welcome in. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're getting there, people. Hallelujah. You can't bear them now, but when the Holy Ghost comes, power will come after. After you speak. And he teaches you and guides you into all the truth. How? He's not going to speak of himself. He's not going to speak of himself. He's only going to speak as you let him speak. Teaching you, showing you things to come, edifying you, building you up on your most holy faith. And as he speaks and as he teaches, they're all about words. Faith comes and faith comes and faith comes. Jesus is Lord. 1 Corinthians 3, almost done here. Glory be to God forever. Getting anything out of this? Got any more faith in speaking in tongues? I know you do. Hallelujah. So do I. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to what? to bear it. Neither yet now are you able. Why? They were not spiritual. They were not growing up. They were still carnal. Having begun in the spirit, they started to make dependence on the flesh or think they could do things in a fleshly way. You can't. It stays right there. Paul said, I speak with tongues more than you all. So he wasn't telling them that, not to speak in tongues. He was actually telling them the opposite. Edify yourself. Build yourselves up on your most holy faith. But in public, this is where he was correcting them. Come on, you can't all speak in public. And that wouldn't be that long anyway, would it? We all took turns, came up here and spoke for 10 minutes isn't going to do it. I'm telling you. It's not going to do it. The things we're talking about, the power that we're talking about, Jesus spent all night in prayer. Many times. The time he was going to pick his disciples. He had a decision to make, didn't he? Why would he? He's all knowing Jesus. Why did he spend all night in prayer? Because he had to be in that power. He had to, and it had to come the same way through speaking. You mean Jesus spoke in tongues? I don't know. But maybe. He had to be speaking something. You know, people can argue that. That's why I'm not going to get into it. Either way, you know. But the point is, he had to pray all night. Don't egg me on over there. Hallelujah. He prayed all night. Now, if Jesus had to pray all night, and that's my point, if he had to pray all night, well, you're 10 minutes of just speaking. That's what Paul was saying. This is not the time for you to be speaking forth these mysteries. Do it at home. Do it in your prayer closet. Do it all day long like I do, is what Paul was saying. Hallelujah. And what's going to happen? You're going to be edified. You're going to be built up. You're going to be established on your most holy faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. What's that mean? You're going to be able to really hear the word of God. When you pray in tongues, it unclogs your ears. But it opens up your ears. It enables you to hear. And then he teaches you and he shows you things to come. Hallelujah. I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. He wanted to, obviously. But he had to talk to them as carnal people and babies in Christ, having fed them with milk and not with meat. Do you think there's meat available to us? Good meat, filet mignon, right? The good stuff. Or do you just want some pre-chewed pablum? With a little sippy cup. Let's get off our sippy cups. But this, how is this going to happen? It's the same way. They couldn't bear it. All they could bear, you give a little baby a filet mignon and a sharp knife. Takes a sharp knife, right? Like, have at it. But he wanted to get them to that place. There's only one way you're going to get there. And I'm telling you, meditating in the word, absolutely. But praying in the spirit. The more you want, the farther you want to go from faith to faith, you can only get so far just meditating in the word. But you start meditating in the word and then you pray in tongues over that word. And you pray in tongues and something happens on the inside of you where that word makes sense. And you hear it and you go from that level to the next level. And now I understand this. And then you go from that level in that glory to a next level of glory. From faith to faith, praying in the spirit. Speaking in other tongues. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jude, one last time. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Jude 17. But beloved, remember ye the words. Now listen. What did Jesus say when the Holy Ghost came? What would the Holy Spirit do? He would cause you to remember all of the things that he'd already said to you. So this right here, he's already talking about a function of the Holy Ghost. Remember the words. How could you possibly? Can you even remember what you said last week? No. So that's supernatural. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, wait a minute. That was quite a few years ago. How are we supposed to remember that? I remember him standing on a ship. I remember saying something about the kingdom of God and seeds or something, but remember the words, the exact words? But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. That would be carnality. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the what? Having not the Spirit. They've separated themselves. They can't. Can you hear the Word of God then? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? No, you have to continue. They began on the day of Pentecost doing what? Speaking in tongues. We're going to continue this way in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And they were mockers. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit, but you, beloved, making a direct contrast between the two. You, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, speaking in the Holy Ghost, praying in other tongues. Verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God. Where? Praying in the Holy Ghost. You're keeping yourself in something. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Where? Praying in the Holy Ghost. And of some have compassion, making a difference. Where are you going to make a difference? Praying in the Holy Ghost on your most holy faith. Of some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. All of this hinges on rejecting carnality. How are you going to reject carnality? By submitting to the Spirit of God. How? Praying in the Holy Spirit. Speaking in other tongues. That's going to build you up on your most holy faith. Like I said, it's because you're able now to hear what the teacher is saying to the church. What the teacher is saying specifically to you. It opens up your ears. This is God's method. It is so God's method. How do you say it? But it is so God's method. This is so God's method, is to speak in other tongues. Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. He could have had them do anything he wanted to. But after he came on them, they received power through speaking. They received power through speaking. Through speaking. And we're going to continue. How do we? Well, so we're going to do something different today? No, we're going to receive power through speaking. And we will hear and we'll be established on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And sometimes, you know, your mind will just all of a sudden, you've been praying for 10, 15 minutes and you go, hey, I know what I was just praying about. I don't know how I know, but I know. You know? How is that? It's because the spirit man is now beginning to be in the right place of dominion over you. That's the real you. What are you doing when you pray in tongues? You're praying out of the real you. You're superseding your little skull cap thing there. It doesn't know enough even to get out of the rain sometimes. I just got to finish this project. I know it's raining, but I got to finish the project. You know, your mind says stupid things. But the spirit man never says anything stupid. That's the real you. Hallelujah. And that's the part of you that receives faith. I hope you know that. That's the part of you that receives the Word of God. His words are spirit and life. So they come into your spirit and give you life. So it's no different when you're speaking in tongues. You're still speaking the words of God. And guess what? Faith comes. We understand that, right?
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Well, the words you're speaking out your mouth when you're speaking in tongues, they're God's words. And they just go a buddy right up along with His Word. They agree. Did you know that? The Word and the Spirit, they agree. We worship God in spirit and in truth. They err or made errors because they didn't know the power of God or the Scriptures. Both of them go together like two pillars. With just one pillar, your building falls down. It's not an edifice. And you need to be built up with both. And when you're praying in tongues, it edifies the other. They both go together. And they're built up on your most holy faith, praying in tongues. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Father, thank you for great faith. Thank you for faith that is built on the inside of us when we pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Father, that this is supernatural language that you're speaking, supernatural words that go forth and do things even beyond what we can bear and comprehend. And then you bring us into all the truth, and you guide us into all truth, and you show us things to come. And we become supernatural people built up on our most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for it. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for this ability. Oh, we worship you. Glory be to God forever. The Spirit of the Lord would say, and as you continue to speak, you'll begin to frame those things which I've called from the beginning of the earth to come forth into your life. They haven't been able to come. But as you begin to speak those words out your mouth, they will be established, and no man and no demon will be able to thwart it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mosa pedeka fanande. Yay! Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.